Hello there. I'm virtually Andrew Heaton, and this both is and is not Mostly Weekly. Political parties, which comes to us from the Latin politis partice, meaning to screw over. Historically, political parties have been dedicated to pretending that they are consistent and dedicated. But since the 2016 election, Republicans are acting like Democrats, and Democrats are acting like Republicans. It's almost as if... Oh my God. They've been Freaky Friday, like in one of those hacky movies where people switch bodies. Think about it. Republicans are protectionists now. Democrats are defending free trade. Republicans want a woman in power. Democrats hate a woman in power. Republicans are in bed with the Soviets. Megyn Kelly is hosting the Today Show. Trump's on the Tonight Show. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. In Republican sex scandals are heterosexual. That used to be the other side's thing. When I was a kid, Republicans had wholesome homosexual sex scandals. Whatever happened to consistency? That's not even including all of Donald Trump's reversals.
Mark Cuban, he's a saint. He's the best shark on Shark Tank.
No, I'm not a Republican, but I am ethnically Republican. I was born on a golf course wearing khaki, and I greeted my mother with a firm handshake. But when I went to college, there were only two options, Democrat or Virgin. So I guess you could say I've been a Democrat three times. What happened after college, you ask? Well, as the saying goes, if you're young and a conservative, you have no heart. And if you're old and liberal, you have no brain. And if you're libertarian, you believe you should be able to sell your organs for profit on an open market. So I was born with a good credit rating, but I experimented with vegetarianism in college. I have swung both ways. Yet now, the parties are switching places. I thought parties were supposed to stand for something, damn it. Consistency is important. What else but a Freaky Friday scenario can account for Republicans reversing their position on states' rights? Republicans didn't want laws made by some corrupt moron in Washington, D.C. They wanted laws made by some local corrupt moron. And now Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to crack down on states that legalize marijuana. Republicans spent the last 8 years lambasting executive orders, but now that Trump, a Republican, is issuing dozens of them, Republicans are suspiciously quiet. Once again, consistency is important. So Republicans are acting against states' rights, which is a pretty strange about-face, almost as if Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell made a wish to trade places over a cursed fortune cookie. Freaky Friday. But what does it matter that Republicans and Democrats have Freaky Friday'd and changed places? It doesn't. Spending will still stay high, wires will still be tapped, and I will never find true love. It's like if 9/11 conspiracy theorists and flat earthers switched places for the day. They'd still be wrong, they would have just swapped positions. Unlike libertarians, who have been consistently principled, often to the point of exhaustion. For decades, libertarians have stood for legalizing pot, gay marriage, welcoming immigrants, free markets, and polling at 2%. That's consistency. Well, thanks for watching Mostly Weekly. I'm Andrew Heaton, consistently.